JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Morant Bay and Portmore are to get 2 new BPO facilities which will together create over 20,000 new jobs. Look out for that on today's program. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. We're going Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Imagine a Jamaica where every child has a family. A Jamaica where every child is inspired to dream, where they are loved, protected, and cared for. You can help make this dream a reality by fostering a child. For more information on how you can become a foster parent, call the Child Protection and Family Services Agency at 948-284-122 or apply at any of our locations islandwide. We dare you to inspire hope and foster a child.
The Factories Corporation of Jamaica, FCJ, is moving ahead with plans to provide 830,000 square feet of business process outsourcing BPO space in St. Thomas and St. Catherine. BPO outlets are slated to be built in Nago Head, St. Catherine, and in Morant Bay, St. Thomas, and are expected to generate some 23,000 employment opportunities in the sector. FCJ Chairman Littleton Tanny Shirley says ground is to be broken for both facilities in March.
It will be a 2-year construction period. We have already engaged several business in interest in the BPO area that have shown high interest in occupying the space. And we believe it will bring to Jamaica the opportunity for employment of some 20,000 young people.
Approximately 750,000 square feet at the Nago Head facility will be developed on lands owned by the FCJ and will be the largest technology park on the island. In the Morant Bay location, 80,000 square feet of BPO space will be utilized with the capacity to provide some 3,000 jobs. The first goal of Vision 2030 is for all Jamaicans to be empowered to achieve their fullest potential. And the first outcome of this goal will be a healthy and stable population. Learn more by visiting vision2030.gov.jm or call 906-446-324. It's now time for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Born in 1952 in Gordontown, St. Andrew, this reggae singer was a founding member of the Gaylets dance trio. She wrote some of the tracks recorded by Bunny Wailer, and her signature songs include Black Woman and Thank You Lord. In 1974, she and her 2 colleagues came together as supporting vocalists for Bob Marley and the Wailers. And in 1985, she became the first female reggae singer to be nominated for a Grammy. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old, the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-5581 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Judy Mowat. Look out for more fun facts about your favorite local music icons for the month of February. On our community notice board, as part of Islamic Awareness Week activities on February 18, the Islamic Council of Jamaica will host a forum entitled Crime Prevention, the Islamic Solution at the Jamaica Conference Center beginning at 1:30 p.m. The forum is open to the public. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.